At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm John Batts, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Charles Ortel of Ortel on the Money, because we need an explanation of a technical headline in Reuters that very much speaks to the strength of the Chinese economy. The headline, China steps in to stem yuan slide, shore up confidence. The subhead says, J.P. Morgan says more yuan weakness likely. State banks sell dollars for yuan. The Yuan, yuan, is the state currency, sometimes called renminbi. It has a picture of Mao, a much younger Mao with lots of hair. However, Charles, a very good day to you. What does it mean, slides? What does it mean, steps in? What is that technical language referring to? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Hi, Gordon. In recent months, the U.S. Central Bank has raised benchmark interest rates substantially off their very low base of a number of years ago. And this has made demand for the dollar, particularly in the two-year maturity, to be very, very strong. And what the Chinese are trying to do is artificially strengthen the yuan by selling dollars that it holds in the hopes that that will shore up the yuan price versus the dollar. The problem is that the deeper underlying factor is that the world, the America and to a certain extent, folks in Europe are beginning to see the folly of outsourcing and shifting jobs and incomes to China. That's a big structural change that I think has been quietly going on for a while and now will rush back to onshoring. And that's going to, I don't know about fatally, but it's going to mortally wound or seriously wound the historical business model that the Chinese have used so effectively from the 1980s forward. That model's in deep trouble, and they can tinker around the edges trying to manipulate currency markets, but the shrewd investors see the structural disadvantages that China is likely to have for many years to come.
So the Chinese money is buying less. That's what it means. It's buying less, and they're trying to maintain or stabilize. So it buys even, they don't want it to buy even less than it is now.
Right. And you could look at it on an annual basis, or you could look at it on a balance sheet basis. On an annual flow basis, sometimes you can argue that it makes sense to weaken your currency because you could make your exports more competitive. But on a wealth basis, if you weaken your currency, you're decimating the net worth of the country. And so China, I think, is in actually a very difficult place here.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, China seems to have a number of problems. You point out that the Federal Reserve has been increasing interest rates, thereby making other currencies like the Chinese renminbi less attractive. You have the change in the outsourcing. And also you have problems inside China itself. Its economy right now is certainly struggling. It is not performing as people have expected. So you put all those things together and essentially you have a weak currency. Now, China has been trying to support that currency, as you guys have just been talking about, by selling dollars. But do you think that that will work in the face of fundamental problems at home?
I don't. And you also, you're, I think, among the earliest to point to the demographic bust in China. That's, you know, they've tried to remedy that, but you can't make up for decades of a one-child policy by more recently promoting larger families. That inevitably means that consumer demand inside the country is not going to be robust in the long term. So China should be embarking on a major course correction, but I don't see them doing that, at least by all outward signs.
Gordon, it used to be 7 was a number that China was dug in on, but my memory goes back many years, so I can't tell you what the date was. It's no longer 7. It's above 7. What does that mean? Did they give up, Gordon?
Yeah, the main psychological barrier is 7 yuan to 1 US dollar. And China has, the currency has broken that from time to time, but it's always settled back on the strong side of 7 to 1 mark. Now it is not only broken 7, but it's at 7.2. And really the new psychological barrier is 7.25. And in the recent currency supporting efforts that we've seen over the last several days, they've been able to hold the line and it hasn't broken 7.25. But I think it's just a matter of time for the reasons you've discussed that China's currency will be going. I actually saw a poll on Twitter an hour or so ago saying, where do you think the Chinese currency would settle if there were no currency controls? And some of the options on the poll were like 15 to 1. And I think that that's probably right. And it could even be worse than that.
What's a currency control, Gordon?
Well, China's currency is convertible only on the current account, which means like dividend payments and things like that. But China has been making it from time to time, China's been making it hard to actually have current account convertibility. China's currency is not convertible on the capital account, which means you can't withdraw money from China without permission. And that has been the main barrier that has protected the Chinese currency, the Chinese economy, the Chinese financial system, and even the Chinese Communist Party. So that's really been, I think, the barrier that has kept this whole system in place.
Charles, I just speak in terms of the reading that I do in Reuters. Mr. Blinken's embassy, China, was very clear it needs investors from overseas, it needs trade with the U.S. and our allies, it needs high-end equipment, especially chips, it needs all of that because right now its conditions are dodgy. Okay, fine. But if all of those things are needed by China, what is the reason that the currency would go up? It sounds to me like the currency's in a swoon. Is that what investors hear, a swooning renminbi?
Exactly. I mean, there are plenty of options around the world to invest capital on a basis where the market in the foreign country is deep and where you can get your capital back. So if you say to a professional investor that is not involved with, let's say, trying to increase market share inside China, that your capital repatriation is at risk, most serious investors say, well, all right, I want very high rates of return to compensate me for that risk. So that's one issue. And the second real issue, I think, when you're speaking about equity investing in China is, do you really understand the finances of what's going on inside China? And if it's an international Chinese company, what that company may be doing around the world? And I think only a fool at this stage would have confidence in Chinese numbers.
Which is why they were lobbying Mr. Blinken to endorse investment and trade. They need the West more than the West needs them. Is that a way to look at this, Charles?
I think from a pure financial standpoint, I think it is. And you know, the lectures that the Chinese government gave Blinken and gave Biden and the treatment of the Chinese government of foreign investors should give professional investors pause about any sort of program to put money in China now.
Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel podcast, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.